Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the edification of our hearts, let it be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Lord, I ask you to come right now into this moment. I ask you to come, O God, and lessen me. Pour out what is in me and re-pour in what is of you, so that the very words I speak, O God, the very utterances that I say, are what you desire for me and your people to hear this morning. My God, these are my words, my prayer to you. Amen. Broken. Broken is what I saw when my daughter and I watched a movie the other day. It's a documentary called This Is Congo. It's a documentary about how the Congo has always been a place of turmoil and stress. How there's been consistently war after war, overthrow after overthrow. How its very leaders have taken advantage of its country. How the world has taken advantage of the resources that are found in its great land. How the Congolese continue to struggle to live in a life that is worthy and true, while all around them continues to be this sense of despair and destruction. Not knowing whether there is going to be gun violence in their community, or whether there will be food on the table or water to drink. Their land has been one, even though it is located in a central part of Africa. It has been a land that has been continually sought after, and sought after by those who are looking for economic plight and political might. And to watch this story for about an hour and 35 minutes, and just looking at the hearts of these children and these mothers and these fathers, and seeing what they have gone through from the time of their existence in the present 21st and 20th and 19th centuries, have just been unbelievable. It would indeed say to me that it would be a community of people that are broken. That are broken by war and poverty, that are broken by the lack of being able to have control over their own natural resources and their own sense of living. And yet, throughout this documentary, the thing that just kept coming up, every once in a while, I would just be like, wow. What would be the word, what would be the phrases that would help them hang on in the midst of this sense of brokenness? And consistently, I would hear someone in the documentary talk about God. In the midst of their brokenness, in the midst of their despair, that even though they were living in a time of severe depravity, even though they've struggled all of their journeys, even though for centuries now they have been overthrown and overtaken, abused and misused, what was the phrase in this documentary that stuck out for me that I would hear that would say, my Lord, how can they get through this? And then I would hear God. God was the how they would endure in the midst of the broken places and broken spaces in their journey. God was the one who would be there to help wipe their tears, to put water, clean water they might drink. It would be God who would provide them the nourishment that they need. Not that they got what they wanted by long shot, but the nourishment that they needed. It would be God that they would lean on. It would be God who they would call on. Even in the midst of powerful overthrows and political power, they would still call on God. And I can only imagine how I can't even imagine how that would be, because I don't live in that spatial time. But it did also make me think of the brokenness that all of those who are on our southern borders must be going through. All of those who've been living in lands where they have been in overthrow and where they have not been cared for. Families who picked up from whatever they could and crossed many borders in order to come to the base of the southern states of the United States in order to escape and to get away from the brokenness that is existing in their own countries. wanting to come to a place that might offer them clean water, a safe place to live, that might be a place that might offer them some sense of sustenance for their journey ahead, because they are so broken in the land from which they've come. They've sought to come here. But the truth of the matter is, when they get to our southern borders, when they get to our southern immigration sites, what do they find? They find brokenness once again. They find brokenness in a sense that we will say, no, we won't even talk to you. You must stay from whence you've come. Brokenness from the place that when you do manage to cross our borders, we're going to place you in detention centers that are not fit for humankind. Again, they are living in a sign of brokenness. But what is it that holds them together? What is it that has held them to this point? It is God. Is their sense of knowing that there is a God who cares for them, who is present with them, who loves them, who cherishes them, and it is even in the midst of their brokenness that they will continue to venture into lands unknown, put their lives at risk because of that brokenness. I remember when I was 4 years ago, I was in South Africa, and I was serving in a little township. Actually, but most of the townships in South Africa are pretty large. It's called Imbekwini, and I was serving in Imbekwini at a school at a site where they were serving food to all of these children. We would serve 250 kids every day after school a meal. In the midst of their poverty, in the midst of their despair, what was amazing was when I was with these grandmothers, what we had to do every day before we began our work in the midst of the loss of their sons and daughters due to AIDS. And so therefore, they were feeding these children. Even in the midst of their brokenness, the first thing we did every day was we prayed. We gave honor to God even in the midst of their loss. And I would end up talking to many of them and asking them, tell me about your lives. Why do you have these little children? And this is when I would find out that their sons and daughters had contracted AIDS and died. And so now they have to live in the midst of not only not having their sons and daughters, but also now having to raise their grandchildren and doing it all over again. And many of these ladies, by the way, were in their 70s and 80s. In the midst of this brokenness, what do? We would in the midst of this brokenness, we would have prayer. It was very important. And during the time that we would serve the meal, we would be singing. I didn't know most of the songs, but I got in there somehow. And then when we would finish, when we would serve the last child, and I gotta tell you something, I've never seen, well, actually I have seen this before, because God is this good. We never had a child come to us. Even when we were at the bottom of the soup bowl, even when we were at the last of the bread, we never had a child leave without getting some food. I don't know how we did it, but I know God did. And we fed these children. And as soon as we would get done, I remember, and I have to confess, as the preacher, I must confess. When we got done, I said to them, well, okay, guys, I'm going to go. And they said, no, Pastor, you can't leave. Why do you think I couldn't leave? Even in the midst of, I'm so saddened by what I've experienced, by seeing these children and seeing and knowing that many of their parents are not alive. The reason I could not leave was because we began and we ended the same way. We ended in a small service of thanksgiving to God. In the midst of their brokenness, in the midst of serving all of these children, who some were pretty haggard. Some of them had their clothing really pressed, but others came with one or two shoes that did not match, clothes that did not fit. And yet, what did we do in the midst of this brokenness? We prayed. It was that praying that helped me to drive back my 40 minutes back and not be in a state of sadness, but in a state of thanksgiving to God. In the midst of my brokenness, I realized that I needed God. Our text this morning coming out of the book of Jeremiah,